Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In normal times, an estimated 30 to 40% of the U.S. food supply goes to waste, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. During the coronavirus pandemic, the figure is likely higher. Some farmers have resorted to dumping milk and plowing over crops because universities, schools, and restaurants that normally purchase large quantities of food are closed. Joining us now is Dana Gunders, who's the executive director of ReFed, a nonprofit focused on reducing food waste. Dana, welcome. And how does food waste look now compared to before the pandemic?
I think overall, we are seeing more food go to waste throughout the system. We're certainly seeing a lot of food be wasted in homes still, but I would say on a per person basis in our homes, we're doing better. Whereas when you look up kind of up the supply chain, we're doing worse.
Well, what's the solution to that part of it? Because one of the issues is that there are two supply chains. There's one for the big companies and organizations, and then there's one for the consumers. And it's not very easy for them to get the food that was supposed to go, let's say, to restaurants, to the grocery store.
That's right. So, you know, you might have a dairy facility that's used to packing milk in huge bags that go into milk dispensers and can't necessarily switch very easily to gallon jugs. So there are some kind of specialized equipment that have been hard to switch. But some of the solutions that we're seeing are that the government, for instance, is buying up a lot of the food that would have gone into the food service channel and asking processors and distributors to pack that up in a way that could go directly to food distributions at food pantries. And so they're actually absorbing some of the food that might otherwise go to waste. We're also seeing really creative solutions where restaurants, you might be buying big bags of flour and yeast at kind of that restaurant level quantity, but then bagging it up and selling it as an ingredient to their customers, which has been a great added revenue for them and a way to get some of that food that typically goes to the larger food service establishments into the hands of consumers.
What about for consumers if we're going more often to the grocery store and maybe buying more food than usual just to stock up and be ready for the week or whatever? Are there things that consumers ought to be doing that would lead to less food waste?
There are. And we are seeing consumers make fewer trips to the grocery stores and have each of those trips be larger. You know, what goes hand in that are some very positive practices that can really help you waste less at home. So one is to just plan your meals better. Those who plan meals have dramatically less food go to waste. And that doesn't have to be, you know, pouring through cookbooks every night. It can just be really thinking through what you're going to eat and what you need to buy. When you have something like tortillas where you won't use the whole pack in one meal, trying to think a few meals ahead when you can use the rest of those ingredients. Another really important behavior at this point in time is learning how to store your food better. Because we are buying it, you know, more infrequently, trying to make sure that when you get home, you know, putting things in the right packages, freezing what you're not going to get to use really soon, those types of behaviors can help buy you more time to have your food last longer.
Well, and what about those use by dates? I keep looking and going, well, maybe, you know, that's what they say, but maybe I could use it a week after that or 2 weeks after that, trying to push the boundaries on that. How seriously should we take those use by dates?
So those dates are meant to indicate freshness or kind of the best quality of food, but not when food goes bad. And they certainly are not meant to tell you that eating it will make you sick. A lot of people misunderstand those dates. But generally speaking, you can eat food. Certainly, if you see the words best by or best of use by, those are foods you can eat well past the date as long as they look fine, taste fine, and smell fine.
Mm. Has this crisis, do you think, led to any rethinking of how to get food to people who need it faster? Any way to make the supply chain more flexible?
I do think we've seen the supply chain become more flexible through this. And on the business side, there are new relationships being built On the transportation side, there's a lot of creative partnerships and companies that typically do things just for the for-profit channel, entering into the nonprofit delivery space, and a lot of just reworking and pivoting on the ground. We're also seeing online marketplaces pop up that allow any business with extra food to kind of post that food for someone else to then buy or ask for donation. And I think those are the types of changes that we will see live on well past this pandemic.
That is Dana Gunders, who is Executive Director of ReFed. That's a nonprofit focused on reducing food waste. Dana, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeremy.